My name is John Wood. I am executive chairman of a company called CCD, Design Ergonomics, which specialises in ergonomics and design.
How long have you been involved in the committee?
I've been involved since about 1989. Well, in standards work.
Yes.
Yes, since about 1989.
So what do you do as a committee chairman?
Set the agenda, make sure we achieve milestones that are set by ISO, because it's an ISO working group that I'm chairman of. Make sure the committee members do their stuff. And generally, help to develop and move a standard forward.
What are the benefits of being involved?
There are a number of benefits. First of all, it's the opportunity of working with international experts. It's understanding broader issues than I necessarily deal with within my own professional practice. And it also makes a major contribution to one's continuing professional development. Those of us who are in consultancy practice sometimes don't have the opportunity to do that.
You've answered three questions in one, Lucas. That's fine. Perfect. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. That's really great. So how do the standards that you make help your industry and the industry as a whole?
Ergonomics isn't necessarily applied to a single industry. It's something that is common throughout a number of industries, in fact, wherever people are working. I think our objective is to improve working environments, to make them safer and healthier. I think it's to raise the minimum standards. So if we consider there's a bar, that threshold in the quality and safety of working environments is raised. And I think it also provides a framework for those procuring either systems or equipment. So they've now got something formal to say about health and safety and usability.
Would you recommend others to get involved in standards development?
I would say yes. I think one has to accept that there's a bit of work involved. You've actually got to go through documents, you've got to check them, you've got to be reasonably careful. But on the other hand, the opportunity of meeting colleagues from overseas, there are opportunities actually to travel overseas as well if you're in an international working group, actually balance a lot of that out. And it is very challenging to actually, as a chairman certainly, to try to get agreement between different parties. And that is one of the important things that a chairman of a working group does, is to try to get a consolidated view.
How would you describe your work for someone who is someone who's 5 years old?
Actually, when I saw this, it was quite a challenging question. It's not that easy. And I had to think about it. But I think it's actually working with a team of experts to make things safer and easier to use. I do have to think about that a bit, but that is really what it's about.